B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Welcome to a Monday episode of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. My name is Manny. Over there, my right is somebody named Ra.
No. It's
Wa.
In Canada, I think it's Wa.
Yeah, Wa.
It's Roy.
Nice.
And then to the right of Roy is someone named Loren.
Oh, we're always to the right.
I'm actually not, like, I'm not to the right if you're looking at Roy.
Nah.
I'm to the left.
Yes, if you're looking.
If you're on my right.
No, if from Manny's perspective, he's looking at you.
It's
you're
his
on the right.
Left. It's my right.
Exactly.
Right.
Just to keep things really confusing.
But we're always on the right, and we're always on the left. How about that?
Amazing. We're always on your right. We're always on your left. We're always in your ears.
That's called a triangle.
Hey, Loren, a Monday morning song. I was thinking of you. You are on a big Jennifer Lopez kick right now.
Yes.
Let's do some old school Jenny. What do you want? Jenny from the Block, I'm Real, Ain't It Funny, All I Have, Waiting for Tonight.
I like Waiting for Tonight, too. But Jenny from the Block, such a good jam.
Jenny from the Block?
Yeah.
Get us into a Monday morning mood.
Let's play Waiting for Tonight as well. Can we play
two?
All
right. We can play two.
Why not?
Yep. It's a J-Lo Block here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Just to get your mind moving a little bit on a Monday morning. As we move on Kiss J-L-O.
See, I want to listen to this while I'm getting ready to go out.
Well, it's great, man.
I'll be twirling around my room.
Twirling. Twirling around.
Yeah.
What year is this one? 90s? Early 2000s?
Probably 2000s. Anyway, good to see everybody. We will do a whole recap about our weekend together because Saturday night we were up at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And if you didn't hear on Friday, we mentioned it. Something really cool happened to us, and we'll talk about that coming up here just around 6:20 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, anybody have anything happen to them over the weekend? Your weekend in 30 seconds?
Yeah, we had a big home day, just hanging stuff in the new house. But I had a really embarrassing moment on Saturday, and I already told you guys about it. But I took my son to a toddler class. And on the way to the toddler class, I was listening to this podcast. And it's it's one of my favorite hosts who had been in radio, and then she transferred over to podcasting. But she's very aggressive and slightly vulgar and so I was listening to it on the way to the toddler class, which I probably shouldn't be listening to it in front of my son anyway, but whatever.
Right.
That's neither here nor there. So I paused it and I threw it in the side of the diaper bag and went into the toddler class. Well, the beginning of toddler class is fun and games and they play music and you do little things, but they shut that off at some point. So we go through about, 7 to 10 minutes of class and they shut the music off. And all of a sudden I hear the most vulgar thing coming from my diaper bag. F-bombs. It was awful. And I'm diaper bag, and everybody in the class is looking at me, and I'm like, I mean, you can't even explain it. Like, what do you, did you just say sorry?
Yeah. Popular podcast.
Yeah.
You guys should download
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good effing fun.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, we're going to be asked to leave this place. I'm going to get an email tomorrow that says, please don't come back.
And please no profanity
yeah.
in the gym. How about you, Roy Boy?
You know, I had a real estate weekend. I have a listing that goes, it's my first personal listing that goes live this week.
Yes, by the way,
busy with that.
The long running bet on will Loren close on her house first
right, she's or gonna
will
Roy win.
Close Friday. On his house first?
Fridays are closing.
She's going to win because I've had two deals fall apart, and I just put an offer in on a house yesterday, and we're going to have to retract that offer.
So. Oh, no.
All my deals are going down. I know. But we'll
you need okay. a cash buyer.
I don't. Any investors, call me. I'll be your real estate agent.
We'll find your way to a home of your own.
Technically, no.
We'll make an offer, then retract it.
I am not, I don't know, man. With houses, though, so many things can go wrong. I mean, you know that, Loren.
Yeah.
So many things go wrong.
I'm still, like, in disbelief that we're going to close on Friday. Like, everything's gone so smoothly, other than the fact that our, like, period was so big from the time they put in the offer to now. I'm like, something's going to happen.
They're going to find something in the final walkthrough. Yeah. Deal's off! Uh-huh.
Don't forget to take St. Joseph out of the ground.
I won't. I'll do it Friday.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to wait?
Dallas do it Friday.
You're going to wait?
Just take them out now. You've already got the deal. Your deal's sewn up.
You think I'm okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll
take them out, and if anything happens, that'll be dope.
I will kill you if anything happens. You told me to take it out early.
You could blog about it.
All right, we had a really cool Saturday night. We were inducted into a Hall of Fame. We'll explain further in 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's 95.1 with the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
So on Saturday night, we were fortunate enough to be part of something really cool, really local up at the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Yes, it was the Carolina Music Video Awards, which I didn't realize how many talented local artists had really good music videos. Like, I knew we had really good local artists, but, like, they had, like, legit...
They look professional.
Professional music videos. Yeah. To the point I'm looking at all the scenes going, where did they film that? I want to do it. Like, I want to take photos there. Like, I want to go there.
Really good professional production.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the the Carolina Music Video Hall of Fame sent us a request a couple months ago and said, hey, we would love to induct you into our Hall of Fame. Come to our show, which was this past Saturday night at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And so we went and we sat through the show. And eventually, like around 9:30-ish, they said we would now like to recognize a local morning show. And this No Limit Larry actually inducted us, you know. So No Limit Larry said some really nice things about us, our brethren over on Power 98.
Right.
And we walked down and got the award, which is right in front of Roy.
Yes.
It's a really cool looking award, man.
It's glass with wood, and it says the CMVA Hall of Fame recipient, the MRL Morning Show.
So we took it out on Saturday night after the award show, Loren, and put it at the bar in front of us to show off. We told people, please don't knock or spill into our award.
Yeah.
I tried getting a hotel room at a discounted price to continue the party. And I showed my award and it didn't work.
What did you guys get on it already?
Oh, is there something on it?
Yeah, there's something already on it. I have no clue.
It's probably sriracha.
It's probably whatever was at the bar crawled its way on top of it.
I'll tell you the one thing that was really funny about the Carolina Music Video Award show, and I guess it happened, maybe it doesn't happen on TV. I don't know. We're not privy to it on TV. But if you don't win the award, why stay? So what happens is they give the awards throughout the night. And did you notice that people would get up and leave after the category was chosen?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I got something better to do.
And this isn't the Grammys. They didn't have seat fillers.
No.
Yeah. I also noticed, too, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but people would come in for performances, like I guess family or friends would sit down. The performer would perform, and then they would leave afterwards, too.
Yeah. I was like, don't give away any more awards. I want people to be here because it would be crickets when we got up there at the end of it if nobody was there.
Oh, I know.
Thank you very much.
And let me tell you, they put us, like, right towards the end, and we are not the closer at all. Like,
no.
Don't leave. like, you saved the best for last, and we're not the best.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
by the way, we did the same exact thing everybody else did. I got the award, walked right up the steps and right out the door.
We were, Nicole and I were so
that
embarrassed.
Was my exit.
We sat back down and we were like, where's Manny and Roy?
Yeah, we're like, how come these fools are sitting down? We got our award.
I thought we made a plan that, like, we're like, all right, it's like 9:30. I want
a
drink.
Joke.
No, it wasn't a joke. It was serious.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Thinking back on it, that's a baller exit. You get your award and walk right out the door to your car.
Thank you and good night. All right, so Comic-Con happened in San Diego. And all of the stars came out for it. Natalie Portman was one of them. She has played Jane in the last two Thor movies.
All of the stars.
And the actress is set to take the hammer into her own hands as female Thor in the upcoming Thor Love and Thunder. Now, it'll hit theaters in 2021, and she wasn't the only one out there. Scarlett Johansson, Angelina Jolie. I mean, they were all... all big names.
When you say 2021, it sounds so space age.
It sounds so far from now, and it's really not.
Yeah.
Two years, yeah. That's it. Eddie Murphy is set to make a oodle of money from Netflix. He is making a comeback now, even though he hasn't done stand-up in years. The streaming giant is reportedly plopping down $70 million for a series of comedic specials.
Oh, no.
$70 million.
That means he's gonna raise my prices of Netflix.
Probably. And you know what? Don't you feel like there's a lot of pressure when you like put $70 million in front of someone?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
Now about...
Man, this don't feel right. My donkey senses are tingling all over.
Now, I will say, if you go to kiss951.com, I put up a blog about a new Netflix subscription plan that's only $4 a month. But there is a catch.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it.
But you gotta read about it.
You're only allowed to watch 30 minutes a day. And then he shuts off.
Kiss951.com.
And Billie Eilish, she is dipping her toes into the fashion scene. She's already appeared in Calvin Klein's collections and MCM. But now she's launching a collection of her own with her favorite fashion house, Freak City. Now, all of these items will be between $40 and $90 and will be available on Billie's website. They'll include t-shirts, hoodies, tube tops, sports bras, shorts, skirts, and all in bright colors. So if you want to do that, you can head on over to her website. But we'll also have that information up for you at kiss951.com if you want to find it. And over the weekend, Selena Gomez was a maid of honor in her cousin's wedding. See, they're just like us.
Yay.
She wore an off-the-shoulder black gown with a high slit and, of course, did all of the maid of honor duties, including giving a speech at the reception.
Cool. Okay. Do we have audio of that? Anybody take video of that?
I'm sure I can find it.
I'd like to hear it.
Okay. That's your Dirty Friend.
Thank you, Lorraine. Coming up in under 10 minutes, you guys, a adult establishment here in Charlotte is being sued by one of the employees, saying that they owe her and other dancers this. We'll explain.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Khalid. Better Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. It's pretty depressing in the studio because we pulled up your average weight charts, and that's always fun to look at on a flipping Monday morning.
As if I wasn't in a downward spiral enough. Thank you.
This is what a doctor says I should weigh. Screw you. All right.
Well, there's a new study out saying that more women are dying in car crashes because the crash test dummies for women aren't built to the average stature of a female.
Yeah, I
believe
that.
The car crash dummies are 5'5 and 110 pounds.
That's too low.
That's way too low.
It's too low.
5'5 and 110 pounds?
Why'd you throw it away? We were going to do a blog about it.
Yeah. At like my absolute skinniest, when I was cheering, I was like 119. At my absolute skinniest.
Gosh, that's so little. Oh.
And that's what the test dummy is.
What? How?
I think that's like one thigh on me. 110.
Listen, buddy, I ain't seen the teen digits in forever, okay? So.
What height were you at that?
The same height I am now, 5'7".
5'7". So according to this chart, this is the female height to weight ratio. Now, mind you, this is just in a perfect world.com. It's from disabledworld.com, actually. 5'7". The low should be 123. The target should be 143 for a woman, and the high should be 164, according to the books.
Yeah.
Give me a 5'11 for a man.
All right, 5'11. Low should be 144. Uh-huh. Target should be 164. Oh, the high should be 183.
Oh, boy.
Where do you fall on here, buddy?
Times four, I think.
Well, like, I'm 5'7. The low should be 135. The target should be 151. And the high should be 167. I'm 10 pounds higher than the high.
Wait, but it's the same for men and women if you're 5'7?
No, 5'7 is 123 for a woman,
uh-huh.
143 middle, 164 high.
Oh, 164. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, oh, I'm so screwed.
I bet you Nicole is. You want to play?
Sure.
All right. What's your height? You're tall.
Like 5'10 and a half.
Yeah. 5'10, low should be 132.
Gosh.
153 is your target. 173 should be your high.
I think these
well,
can't
I'm,
be right.
I'm reaching high.
Yeah. We all are, honey.
Me too.
It's okay.
Like it's they need to adjust that. America's bigger now.
This is why people have problems.
It's so funny because we went out to lunch with our intern Josh the other day. Who was like, I won't say the name of it, but he goes, I found my new favorite restaurant, and because of it, I've added a lot of weight.
A lot, yeah, and like he was skinny mini bag in October.
Of 2018, and because of his new restaurant, he's put on a lot of weight, and so I'm wondering if they have a restaurant weight chart. What you're
a
like,
weighted weight chart?
What you're like before, what you're like during, and then what you're like after. But anyway, there's no perfection for sure.
But we were going to talk about the adult dancers.
Yeah, let's hit on it real quick.
So an adult dancer is suing in federal court a local Charlotte entertainment club because evidently the club is taking the dancers' tips. And they're not giving them the adequate pay that they deserve.
And they're also failing to pay their salaries in overtime.
Mm.
That's so crazy.
The actual facility is taking a cut of the girls' money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember back when I was a waiter, I still do. I don't like it when restaurants share tips. Like, I want my tip to go to my person.
See, I want to go to court to see this play out because I think it's awesome. Because they'll say, like, well, they have her name in here. Her name is Samantha Hanna.
Uh-huh.
And it says reports say that she argues that the club is violating state and federal laws. However, the club says it gets away with the practice because it classifies its dancers as independent contractors rather than employees.
If you have the words get away with in your sentence, you're in the wrong.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the case, then they can't dictate dancers' schedules.
Right.
Independent contractors work when they want to work. They wear what they want to wear.
That's how it works, though.
Really? You just show up to the club?
I think so. Let's ask a person who knows. Hey, Nicole.
Why would she know?
You're literally on a roll today. You just made me realize that I'm high in my weight, and now you're asking me about a strip.
It's a rough morning, friend.
Hey, we're human. It's okay.
But yes, from what I know, yes.
Thank you.
They get to choose like when they work, but like some they have to pay to work. So you have to like pay a fee to work Saturday night because maybe you think you know you'll get more tips Saturday night.
So that's their cut. So that maybe it's like 3% or something, and then that's you have to go in and like pay.
Wow,
it's like I guess it's like renting a booth if you're a hair salon. Like you know what I mean? Like you have to pay to be in the facility.
I just want to be there in the court when they're like, Samantha Hanna, a.k.a. Pebbles Electric, please take the stand.
Pebbles Electric.
Tell everyone about the move you're known for, Pebbles, if you would, please. We got a War of the Roses, a brand new one coming up in less than 10 minutes. Kelsey might be using Ryan. Ryan might be a foodie. We'll find out.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ryan, you think that you might be a foodie call. You sent us a message saying that your girlfriend, Kelsey, only really comes around when there's food attached. Or you want to go to dinner with her?
Yeah, I think I'm being used. She's just confusing me. It's just bothering me, too. I've been dating for about, like, 3 months now. You know, it started off great. Like, I took her out on a couple of dates. And then by, like, the third date, we ended up kissing. So I was like, okay, you know, I could see this going somewhere. And now, like, anytime I'll text her and say, hey, you want to get food or you want to do, like, a movie or anything, she's just, like, always busy. She's just, like, more distant now.
Mm-hmm.
Than
So do you think she's using you for food, or do you think she has another boyfriend?
I feel like she's dating somebody else, because, like, she's not giving me a bunch of attention at all, and she replies late to text sometimes.
Well, you know, Ryan, we've had people call the show before, and they love to be social, and they love the free meals, and they love just to be kind of out, and... You know, you're in this, like, weird moment where you're only dating for 3 months. And typically we say, by, like, the third month, your relationship should be defined.
Yeah, I thought it was, because we have, like, a great connection. And I don't know what happened, like...
All right, well, maybe there is somebody else.
I mean, I hope not, but...
All right, well, let's find out. Let's call Kelsey.
Hello?
Hi, Kelsey. My name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and we just opened a brand new division of our company where we are doing getaways. So we went on Instagram, and we did a tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get a free weekend away with the one you love.
Awesome.
Yeah, wow. A little getaway. It's just an overnight stay at Beach Mountain, but if you have someone... that you'd like to share it with, I can just take their name and then we'll get their information and call them and let them know that you'll be sharing it with them.
Okay, so this sounds like too good to be true. Am I going to have to like pay for something afterwards, or am I going to have to like pay to get there, or?
No, it's a completely all-inclusive free getaway weekend. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
Well, I'm not really, like, dating anybody just, like, romantically. I'm not, like, in a serious relationship. I'm just, like, kind of dating around at the moment.
Is there anyone that maybe you're a little bit more serious with than the others that you want to put down to take?
I mean, not really. I'm dating, like, 3 guys right now. It sounds so bad. But, hell, no. It's really casual. It's just, like... dinner, you know, nothing serious.
Somebody named Ryan thought maybe you would send it to him.
Oh.
What are we then?
This is the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show. You're on the radio with a segment called War of the Roses. Typically, it's where we bust cheaters. However, in your weird case,
and that's fine, though.
Yeah.
Kelsey, like, what do you call our dates and when we go out and hang out then? What are you doing? Just wasting my time?
No, I think that's called dating.
I feel like you're just using me.
Now, Kelsey, there might be something to that, if you don't mind us digging in here.
don't mind us prying.
I mean, Ryan says that he has text message proof that the only time you ever say yes to going out with him is when there's a dinner involved. He called himself a foodie call. Like, you're only using him for food.
Oh, that's embarrassing. I mean, honestly, like I already said, I'm dating a few guys at the moment. Because I didn't think I was exclusive with any of them.
And that's fair enough. That's fine.
Yeah, you're not cheating. Yeah.
At this point, I think, I mean, we're moved past the point, we know you're not cheating. I think at this point, we're just trying to help Ryan understand what's the future for you and him.
I mean, I enjoy going out with him.
Yeah, you enjoy going out to eat with me.
I mean, I'm 25. I don't make that much money. And so, I mean, if I can get a free meal a few times a week, like, of course I'm going to. Like, I'm okay with that.
So you have three guys that are on your foodie call list?
I mean, I wasn't calling it that, but I guess that's your name.
It's a foodie call.
Do you like any of them, or are you just literally getting free meals, or...
I mean, I enjoy our time together. I mean, the food's good, but it's not just the food. It's somebody to eat food with.
Would you ever do something with Ryan that didn't include going out to eat? Ryan, there's your answer. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't a definitive yes, then you know where you stand.
Yeah, I know where I stand.
All right. Thanks for coming on War of the Roses, Kelsey. And Ryan, good luck, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
the MRL Morning Show on demand.
As we jump into a conversation that came to our attention, Loren, about Roy, we want to throw it out there to you guys right away. The MRL Show audience, you guys, give us a call if you are like Roy and you have a list.
And I think a lot of people do. And it's typically called something. It rhymes with kind of list. It starts with an S. You typically call it your blank list.
Right. Rhymes mm-hmm. with like mm-hmm. Hit list.
Hit list. Yeah. Well, that's bad. I don't want to say that. But yeah, I think a lot of people have this. There is several people that, and it's not many. It's maybe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You could just count it on one hand. But the people that have done me wrong.
You sound like Dr. Evil.
They have done wrong by me.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a group of people that if, you know, I don't care about them. Like if they were in the room, I would not be pretending to be nice to them.
You would make it a point not to speak.
I'd make it a point. They would know that something was wrong between us.
And what makes it so funny, Loren, about Roy is he's kind of like me in that we're just kind of non-confrontational.
We love everyone.
So people pleasers. Yeah, I'm a people pleaser. So I don't even have a list. Like, I don't even. But then again, like, I also can't read whether somebody likes me or not.
You can.
No. This is like a majority of people, and you have no clue.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He likes me a lot.
We're like, what? Yeah.
But if you're like Roy, you don't have to tell us who's on the list. Maybe you could tell us how many people are on your official you-know-what list, the blank list. 704-570-9595. I think it's hilarious that you have a list.
Do you not have a list, maybe?
I don't have a list.
Really? I'm sure you do. Doesn't there? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's just a list of people that's like done really wrong. And by the way, like you have to do something pretty bad directly to me to be on my list.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but my list has like a revolving door. It's very easy to get on my list and off.
Yeah. See, typically once you're on my list, I drop you. But like, I'll give you a perfect example of the difference of the list. So we had if I care about them, prime example, the guy who does all the cool sounds for the radio station.
Okay.
There was a time where he didn't like me, or he was upset with me, and I was really upset about that.
Right.
And I was like, man, I got to figure out how to fix this. So, like, that's like me normally. Like, I'm like you, a people pleaser. I want everyone to love me. Let's say I didn't like the him and he was on my list. I'd be like, glad he doesn't like me. Feelings mutual. That's how my reaction to that person would be.
How many people do you think are on your list?
Oh, like probably like four or five. Yeah. It's not because I'm like you. I do genuinely love everyone. But it's people, and there's like one person that's worked here that openly did something really wrong to my face. Ian, they no longer work here, by the way.
And that person will never get off your list.
And they won't get off my list. Like, if I saw them in public, I wouldn't even talk to them. And if they tried to talk to me, I'd be like, why are you pretending that we're, why are we doing
that's
this?
Let's not pretend we like each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? With me, I'm so kind of scatterbrained that if I don't even have time for a list, because I would see someone and be like, oh yeah, that dude did something or she did something to me, but I don't remember what. Nah, screw it. You know, life's too short type thing. That's why I admire the fact that you have a list. I really do. I admire that you take the time to list these people.
I do. But it doesn't take that much time, though. Let's talk with Carmen and Charlotte. You have a list. Does it take you a while to really think about it? It's just, it exists.
No, actually, I have like a running list pretty much.
Well, maybe it does take you time.
Well, the only thing is, so my list is based off of, like, things, like, people, for, like, review-wise.
Review?
So, like, for example, I just sold my house, and I had an awful time with my realtor, and I had an awful time with, like, our property manager and stuff like that, and, like, they are on my list for, I'm going to make a bad review. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Will you give them a shot to get off the list?
I gave them plenty of shots, and they did not come through.
You have made Carmen's list.
I know.
Who else? Anybody, like, you don't have to give us names, but any but coworkers, exes, anybody else on your list?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Carmen.
All right, let's talk with Heather. Hey, Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I understand your concept, but something that was ingrained in me by my father was that you are never too good to speak to somebody. So I try to take the higher road, like he tried to teach me. And every time I have this little icky feeling, yeah. I think about my dad, which kind of brings me comfort because he was my all-time hero. And I will speak to him, and I enjoy just staring him down, looking him in the eye.
And never mind a list. You're going to shoot him a stare.
You're like passive-aggressive.
Well, okay.
I just don't know, like, why, you know, I don't ever think I'm too good to talk to anyone. That's not the feeling at all. It's just that we don't like each other. Why must we pretend? Why? Why?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why should we?
And you've given these people opportunities to not get on the list. Like, you have to do wrong by you a couple times.
You guys have seen so many people that's been rude to me, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And I don't care, you know. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it just, it has to do something pretty bad. This is Anonymous in Hickory.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, man? So I'm intrigued by Roy's list. He's got like four names on there. And once you're on the list, you're on the list. You're not getting off.
Yeah, I have two people. That's the only two people I feel like I'm ever going to have in my entire life. One's my ex that I've known for 9 years. You know that stinking feeling that you get whenever you hear somebody's voice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your heart drops to your stomach.
Stand up. Yeah. Yeah. It's that. And also the whoever invented flathead screwdrivers.
So random.
Right. How come it can't be just the other one?
That's funny. You try and do a flathead screwdriver, and the screwdriver slides off on the stupid screw every time.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. You used to call me on my cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Cooper.
Yeah, how's it going?
Coop to coop, coop, coop. What's up? It is Roy with the U.S. Census Survey. Got a few questions for you. We got to wrap up your paperwork, okay? Got to submit it in before the end of the year.
Okay.
It's July. I know we're a little ahead of schedule, if you don't mind me wrapping your paperwork up.
Yeah, that sounds a little strange, but all right.
Well, listen, it's better to be ahead than behind, you know what I mean?
That is true.
Okay, all right. Oh, let's begin. Most plants we have to farm, right?
That's correct.
Do you ever think that maybe the plants are farming us, giving us oxygen until we eventually expire?
I've never really thought about it that way, but
theme parks can snap a crystal clear photo of you on a roller coaster going 70 miles per hour. How is it still possible people still take blurry photos on their phones?
Amen.
Lawyers hope you get sued. Doctors hope you get sick. Cops hope you're criminals. Mechanics hope you find car trouble. But only thieves wishes prosperity for you.
Is this even a question?
Yeah.
You just said a bunch of stuff. It's not even really a question. Nah, sir, how does this apply to me?
Good. And as a kid, parents taught me not to believe anything I see on TV. Would you be okay with us starting an initiative to teach kids to not believe everything they see on social media?
That's not really something for me to answer. I suppose that's a good thing. But again, sir, how does this apply to me? What are these questions?
It's a survey.
For?
If you think Earth is like one of those uncontacted tribes in South America, like the whole galaxy knows we're here, but they've agreed not to contact us until we figure it out ourselves.
That's something that maybe you're thinking, sir. Are you okay? Is there? I'm confused why these questions are coming at me.
Are you concerned for my well-being?
No. I mean, you sound like you're okay, but I'm just wondering why these strange questions. Why are you asking me them?
And I'm wondering why your phone keeps beeping, but you don't see me annoying you with that question.
My phone's beeping?
Yeah, I hear phone beeping. Listen, we've been colorizing photos from 50 years ago, the old black and whites. Do you think instead of colorizing photos in 50 years, we're going to be removing filters?
I'm sure that's a possibility, sir. Again,
and is it possible that you're not ugly? You're just not your own type.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Shawn Mendes, he is helping a young fan who decided to come out to her family as bisexual. And this was during a pre-concert Q&A. He gave her a little advice and thinks that she won't have a problem.
That's nice.
They're going to love you no matter what you say, no matter how you say it, no matter how you look when you say it at any time of the day. You're their world. I cannot possibly come close to the amount of joy and happiness that they're going to feel when they find out that you're telling them your truth and you're honest.
Now, she says that she has pretty strict parents, so she's not sure on how they will take it, but Shawn seems to think that they'll come around even if the initial reaction is not.
Listen, we know it's not easy for our very own Roy.
It's not.
No, it's not at all.
Mm-mm.
And even producer Nicole.
So The Lion King roared its way into theaters this weekend at the box office, and it broke a ton of records. It pulled in $185 million in its debut.
Yeah, Amanda and Dean went to see it. Amanda said she cried pretty much the whole way through.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and some people, like Roy, I know you're one on the other side of the fence that, like, doesn't really care to see it because the CGI is, like, too realistic for you.
Oh, I still want to see it. I just think it's scary. I think it's startling. The real lions? Come on.
Spider-Man Far From Home came in at number 2. And Toy Story still hanging on with $14.6 million.
That Spider-Man movie got really bad reviews.
Yeah, I didn't even, like, I have no desire to see that one. But, you know, I am really into
They're just putting out these superhero movies, one on top of the other, and nobody knows what's coming out unless you're a really diehard superhero fan.
I know. Unless it's Thor, I'm not interested.
My policy.
Jake Gyllenhaal was on Kelly and Ryan, and he says that being part of the comic book world when he was working on... I think it was the Marvel franchise.
Don't ask me what he worked on. I know.
I think it was Marvel. But anyway, he says that it was amazing and the fans were...
It was just positivity all over the world. You know, when we would come to any city, there would be these massive crowds at the airport. It was such an incredible atmosphere, you know. Yeah. It's spoiling. You know, it really is. Because I think the energy that they, like, generate with these movies and how much we all love them, you know, is rare.
Cool. I mean, I know they're big fans, so... You're probably dying to hear me say, yes, it's Marvel, screaming at your radio. I'm
yelling.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm with you, Lorraine. I just don't know.
Me neither.
In fact, I just saw a study that said the most passionate fans for movies were Marvel, Star Wars, mm-hmm. then DC Comics
really?
Came in third.
Is it just Marvel and DC, or is there like a whole nother...
Who knows? I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care about
and
any of it.
What sucks is so many people out there do care, and they're yelling at us.
I know. I'm trying to learn. That's your dirty.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the rent. We'll appreciate your hate mail later. 704-570-9595.
I'm trying, people.
Call now. Take Lorraine down.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Michael. Welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today along with your wife, who I believe is in the car with you.
Correct.
What's
Bethany.
Her name?
Hi.
Bethany.
Bethany. Bethany.
Bethany. Bethany. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bethany and Michael, let's see how you do in Can't Beat Lorraine today.
All right.
Throw her out, you guys.
All right, go ahead and get out of the studio, Lorraine.
I'm going.
All right, Lorraine is walking out of the studio.
Yeah.
Door's opening, and now it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
Michael and Bethany repping the Gas House. Billie Eilish released her own clothing collection, and Billie just re-released a new version of her hit song, Bad Guy, with Hailey Baldwin's husband. Who is that?
Justin Bieber.
And Angelina Jolie made a surprise appearance at Comic-Con. Angelina Jolie is now a single woman after divorcing whom?
Brad Pitt.
Natalie Portman has been cast to be the new Thor in the next Marvel installment. Who played the original Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
Question 4. Camila Cabello opened up about having anxiety. Who is Camila rumored to be dating after releasing the song Senorita with this pop star?
Oh my God,
not sure about that one?
No, we don't know.
All right, let's see how you do with question five. Eddie Murphy's going to be making his way back to the limelight with a $70 million deal with Netflix. Murphy used to be a cast member on which live NBC comedy show?
Saturday Night Live.
Come on in, Loren.
All right, they got four correct. It's going to be a tough bet.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see how they do, Michael and Bethany. How she does. Billie Eilish released her own clothing collection. Billie just re-released a new version of her hit song, Bad Guy, with Haley Baldwin's husband. Who is that?
Justin Bieber.
1-1.
And Angelina Jolie made a surprise appearance at Comic-Con. Angelina Jolie is now a single woman after divorcing whom?
Brad Pitt.
That is correct. 2-2.
And Natalie Portman's been cast to be the new Thor in the next Marvel installment. Who played the original Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
Are you sure?
Yes. Okay. He's gorgeous. He's the only one I know.
3-3.
Question four. Camila Cabello opened up about having anxiety. Who is Camila rumored to be dating after releasing Senorita with the pop star?
Shawn Mendes.
That is correct. They did not know that one. It is 4-3. By the way, it's Camila.
Mm-hmm.
Camila.
Sure is. Shawn Mendes was the answer there.
Yeah. I try.
Okay. Question five. Eddie Murphy's making his way back to the limelight with a $70 million deal with Netflix. Murphy used to be a cast member on which live NBC comedy show?
I believe it's SNL.
Oh, that's a good guess. I thought for sure you'd get that one wrong.
Well, I mean, it's that or Mad TV, basically. Yeah. But
final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you got 26 wins.
All right. Michael and Bethany, just one short. Job. I know, just one short. You know what I want to hear before we let you go?
Of course. I'm Michael.
I'm Bethany.
And we cannot wait.
Thanks, guys.
Good husband-wife combo. Have a great day, you guys. Thanks for listening. All right. We got to keep the spotlight on Loren. It was something that was brought to our attention in one of our podcasts that we do called the Rap Party Podcast.
Yeah. One of my friends said something to me that literally caused me to break down and cry for hours.
Poor thing. We're going to find out what happened in Loren's life coming up in just about 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So we do something called the Rap Party Podcast that you should check out daily. It's a 10 to 15 minute recap of each MRL show episode that we do.
And we go a little deeper into what happens on the air. We also go more in depth about behind the scenes thing.
Do you mind, Loren, if I play a clip of the Rap Party Podcast from 717?
Sure. I just want to preface with, this is not one of my finer moments in life, and I'm feeling some type of way and am an embarrassment over it.
Really?
Let's play the clip so people can hear, and then let's discuss what's going on in your world, okay? Here it is, the clip from the 717 rap party.
You know what, Loren? Let's talk about it. Let's pull the Band-Aid.
Okay.
It's time to pull the Band-Aid.
I don't want to pull the Band-Aid. I don't even want to talk about it. I just want to lose the weight.
Something was said to her, and now she's way too, it's controlling her life.
Straight up, somebody asked me if I was pregnant. And it wasn't like somebody I didn't know. It was one of my good friends. And it wasn't said maliciously, which is why it's hurting me the most.
Was it said in person or on a picture?
In person.
And that is from the Rap Party Podcast.
And the only reason why I told you we got to jump into it is because you probably said something ridiculous about you and your weight, and I'm like, come on, no, you're beautiful, you're fine.
And it was just about that. Yeah. And listen, it's not something that I'm proud of. Like, I know this is the most I've ever weighed in my entire life, and coming from a background where I was a dancer for so many years, like, it was, I'm not saying I need to ever be that skinny again. I know that's an unrealistic expectation when you're dancing 40 hours a week. Like, it's unrealistic to.
Plus, you birthed a child, your body changes.
Well, so that is where everything changed for me, quite honestly.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And I started to become very self-conscious about it then because, you know, you put on the baby weight, and then I lost probably all but maybe 7 or 8 pounds. And then I put on a bunch of weight again after that. And I'm like, it just doesn't come off when you're 35 and had a baby the way that it used to.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard.
Let's talk about the friend.
who
you don't see often, who lives in Florida.
No, but she's one of my best friends in this entire world, which is why it hurt me so bad.
Do you want to tell people the comment that was made?
Yeah, I mean, we were at a bar, and she had just gotten there, and I was like, hey, how are you? You know, give her a hug. And she goes, oh my God, are you pregnant? And I was like,
that's so bad.
Like the record scratched. I was like, why would you say that, Lily? Oh, I didn't even say her name.
You want me to dump it?
Yeah, no. It's fine. She lives in Florida, so. I'm like, why would you even say that? And she's like, oh. And you could tell she was like quickly trying to scramble for something. And she's like, I thought you were drinking water. Meanwhile, I'm drinking a vodka soda with cranberry in it. It's clearly a cocktail.
It's a good excuse, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a good comment.
Is it possible, though, that maybe she thought you were going to tell her some bit of news? And that maybe it's not your physical appearance that led her to believe that you were pregnant, or are we not?
No, I don't think so.
Have you been talking to people about maybe having a number two?
No.
No?
Not publicly. Okay. I mean, like, my husband and I have talked about it, but,
nothing
it hasn't been a public conversation. Mm. I was so upset, because it's not like, you know, it's not like somebody who you don't really know, and they were asking, or, you know, this was like one of my best friends, and I was like, oh, I'm that far gone?
But you know what, though, with your best friend, isn't it, like, everyone should know to never ask someone if they're pregnant just by going off the physical appearance. Like,
right.
Can't you, you're supposed to check a couple more boxes before you can assume.
And listen, I know, I am very sensitive to the fact that I've put on some LBs. I get it. But good Lord, why would you ask that? Like, ask one of my other best friends if you were thinking maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. It's a mistake. But you're also, from the other side of it, you're also admitting that you're not where you want to be physically. Although I feel like that's foolish. You're beautiful. You're
sure,
a mom.
Thank you.
You're great at what your weight is. Roy, Nicole, myself, everybody, be happy with who you are. But the thing is that you do want to start losing the weight. So you're using this. I know you. You're using this for your motivation.
I really am.
Like, you are going to show up back to see this woman again in December and be like, hey.
Now what happens, though, if in December you decide to have baby number two and you come back pregnant?
And you're
pregnant.
Right?
Yeah, that's just your luck. You'll lose the freaking weight, and then Dallas and you will have another baby.
See, why even try? Just eat what you want.
No, because then won't it be twice as bad after I have the second baby if I don't lose the weight before?
I don't know. I know some people get it off quicker than others. There used to be a woman who worked here who had three kids, and after every single kid, she was
just bounced right back.
Back to it. And that's just her build. But all right, so Loren had her bestie ask her if she was pregnant. Now we turn it over to you. Help Loren out. I know she's not alone, right? Roy and I know this. Mm-hmm. The MRL Show fam, get to us and tell us, who was it that asked you if you were pregnant?
704-570-9595. Let's hear those awkward stories.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, a thing was said to our Loren. The thing you're never supposed to say.
Yeah.
Are you pregnant? It's such a bad thing.
You really have to be confident that somebody is pregnant if you say that to them in a bar.
You do. In a bar.
Like, what? What kind of person do you think I am?
We're at a bar. If I was pregnant, I wouldn't be drinking, you idiot. Are you sure your friend just wasn't drunk out of their mind?
No, she literally just walked in the door.
So after she said that, you had to hold it together to have a conversation with her. But then you texted us and you said, I just had the most miserable experience and I cried for like the last hour. Did you for real?
So I held it. I walked over, immediately ended the conversation with her, walked over to Dallas, told him what happened. And he was like, you better keep it together in here, girl. I was like, I know. And when we got home, like literally we got in the car and out of the parking lot, I was like, ugly cry for 2 hours.
And imagine you're at a bar. And so imagine you already ordered wings before that comment was made.
Just throw it.
And they bring the wings to
you. You know what? Forget 86th wings.
Yeah, they bring you wings and they bring you loaded bacon cheese fries.
These better be vegan. I said veggie wings, not chicken wings.
Man. So when did someone ask you, are you pregnant? Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah, and who was it? Because it was, it's like, your best friend said it, and to you that made you really upset, but I see it the other way. I'm like, what if a stranger said it to you?
No, I'd be less offended if a stranger said it to me, because they have nothing to compare it to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but still, that's...
She was clearly saying, like, hey, you gained some LBs.
Yeah.
All right, someone who is just like you, Loren.
This is Victoria in Charlotte. Tell us what happened.
Hey, Loren. So, I was getting ready to be in my best friend's wedding, and I put on some LBs after the second one, FYI. And
more good news.
Sorry. First one was good. Like, I was 19, dropped it, was size 4, no problem. Second one, I'm the biggest I've ever been. He's 4 years old, and before her wedding, she asked me if I was pregnant. Then her daughter said, dang, auntie, you got a little fat.
Oh man. And, you know, how old was the daughter?
She's 10, like my son.
Yeah, and kids say whatever comes to their mind, man.
Yeah, we were on a, we were on a St. Patrick's Day float, and a kid said something to me. He was like, why are you so big or something like that? Yeah, they just say whatever comes to their mind.
I think you were blocking his way.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
I want to say hello.
Oh.
Hey, buddy.
All right, Victoria, thank you guys. Have a great morning.
All right, let's talk with Melissa and Charlotte.
Hey, so I work for the hospital, and I'm a nurse assistant. And, like, to preface everything, I know I'm not a small girl. Like, I'm aware of my size, and it's something that I'm working on. I'm trying to lose weight. Well, I went into a patient's room one day, and I was being really nice, like, trying to get to know them, because I'm going to be taking care of them the next 12 hours. So, just trying to, like...
Introduce yourself, yeah.
Yeah, and everything. And so, we were talking, and it was going really good, and she looked at me, like, up and down, like, the whole, like, side-eye way. She was like, are you pregnant? And I was like, what? She was like, are you pregnant? And, like, for me, like, I know I have a belly. It's not, like, a belly that's, like, a, like, that you might mistake. It's, like, obviously, like, I'm bigger. Mm-hmm. And it's not, like, you know, like, how someone's, like, real, real tiny, you would notice. And so I was like, no, I'm not. And she was like, oh. And, like, it offended me because she... Like, I don't like talking about sizes, like, whether you're small or big. But, like, right. She's bigger than me, and she asked me if I was pregnant. And I was like...
Oh, wow.
Melissa's like, the nerve!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let me ask you this, Melissa, because you're on the other side of it. It was somebody who you didn't know who said, you know, that awful thing. Did you feel like maybe it would have been easier if it was a friend who asked you, like in Loren's case, or do you think they both...
I mean, I feel like either way, it would kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Like, as a stranger with that person, it was easy for me because, like, I was working with a friend that night, so I just asked her to switch rooms with me.
Oh, okay.
I'm comfortable to go in after that. But, like, I'm a crybaby. So, like, either way, it would, like, hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, like, if it was from a friend, like, it would hurt a little bit more just because, like, they should know, like, don't ask me that.
Right.
Yeah.
So he would know the answer if I was.
Right.
So just don't ask.
Yeah. Thanks, Melissa. Yeah. I have a bit of a beer belly as well, and the other day...
Did people ask you if you're pregnant?
My dad did, in front of my brother and family from Chicago. He goes, hey, look at Uncle Steve, when's he due?
Aww.
But it doesn't bother me, I don't care.
You know what, though? From anyone else, it probably wouldn't have bothered me as bad. I'm just aware of it at this point, and I've been trying to lose it, so coming from my best friend, it hurt my feelings.
Yeah. We have, we can't get to Amanda, but she's on hold, and she said that... Her ex-coworker asked her if she was pregnant because she moved in with her boyfriend and then gained weight afterwards.
Well, that's what happens when you move in.
Mm-hmm.
Is it moving stressful?
Yeah, what do they say? New relationships. You get fat and happy.
Yeah, you get fat and happy.
Somebody from 704 said, did anyone see the paddleboard picture that Loren posted? She looks fit and amazing on your trip.
See, Loren?
I'm not. Listen.
Don't shake your head no.
It's just something that I know. Listen, I know I'm not like... needing to lose 100 pounds or anything. I haven't worked out in a long time, and I just don't feel good in my skin.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, you're not pregnant. Let's be clear about that.
I'm not pregnant, people.
Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Darren, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. We got to get your paperwork submitted here. It's just the back page that you didn't fill out, and it's a questionnaire surveying the American people. Should only take about 30 seconds, and we could process your paperwork.
Okay.
Great. What's Satan's last name?
What?
Satan.
Who? Why? What? Why do you need to know that? Why does the government need to know that?
Well, we're just trying to figure out what you know. What about Moses? Does he have a last name?
Moses?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know, but...
He was in the Bible. Do you think that Moses was secretly a surfer and he just wanted to create mad waves? That's why he separated the water and it was all crazy and whatnot?
Okay, all right. I don't... One of these questions don't make any sense. And I don't think... Y'all don't ask religious questions. The separation of church and state. So,
you don't feel comfortable with the religion?
No.
Okay.
Not to a stranger, no.
Okay, I can change it. How often do you grill bacon shirtless?
I don't. You could burn yourself. That would hurt.
That's a good point. I probably should wear a shirt next time. Does your couch have plastic wrap on it, protecting it from stains in the environment?
What?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No, I'm not an 80-year-old grandma.
Okay. And speaking of couches, is it possible to seal the deal on a pull-out couch?
All right, man. Listen, I don't know who you are or who put you up to this.
I'm guessing you sealed the deal.
All right, dude. Don't ever call me again. All right. Bye.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Can you believe that we are already talking about Kate Middleton and Prince William's little boy, George, becoming king? Like, people are already wondering how they are getting him ready to take the throne.
Is he really in line for it, though? Because, you know, like...
Well, he's the oldest of Williams, so yeah. Okay. So when William would pass, then he would take the throne.
Yeah, I guess he's going to be king.
Iron Throne?
Not the Iron Throne. No. But it is being said that they are putting education on hold as long as possible so that little Prince George can be a very well-rounded king. That he can learn the ins and outs of the people.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the Khaleesi
did.
I
love that you're playing Game of Thrones right now.
I thought that you would want to get the education first and then work on the people.
You would think so. But not the case. Sustainability at home is really important to the family and being happy and stable and secure in the world.
Isn't it like weird to think of like a kid, like a child's future like that?
Yeah.
But like, you will be the king.
That's so
weird. That's so weird.
Of the seven kingdoms.
That's got to be so much pressure. Like if I was growing up knowing that I was like, an heir to the throne. Oh my gosh, I'd be afraid to do everything.
I would do everything just to make my parents upset.
I think that's what William and his brother did.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, hey, when you're like naked in Vegas,
and Harry
the
was.
Pops get it. Yeah.
Wasn't that Harry?
Yeah, it was Harry.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, for sure.
King George, all hail him.
All right. Camila Cabello, she is opening up about her anxiety. And she says that she's dealt with it for a really long time. Since she was a little girl, she said she never would ever dream of performing in front of her her parents. And one day she caught them videotaping her through a crack in her bedroom door while she was performing. Because they were like, well, we hear it all the time. We never see it. We want to see it. So she says that she's dealt with these like two inner people for as long as she can remember. And she even like got a dose of that anxiety again, even though she's a big star now. An interviewer asked her how she got here. And she said she like flashed back to being, a young girl, not wanting to perform in front of anyone.
Mm, wow.
Yeah. And Selena Gomez, she is just like us. She was a maid of honor in her cousin's wedding, which I also found out that she bought her cousin's dream wedding dress for her, too. Okay. So not only did she do that, she's a great maid of honor, by the way. She did that. She gave the speech at the wedding. And if you want to see the speech, we've got it up at the MRL show on Twitter. Follow us there and you can see it.
I wonder if she paid for the wedding.
I don't think she paid for it, but okay. It was a very expensive gown that she paid for.
Okay.
For the bride.
Yeah, right. What Loren likes today?
I surely do.
What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody buy immediately? What does Loren like?
So I know I do a lot of kids stuff, and this isn't just for kids, but if you have kids or you're just lazy like me, you'll probably like this product. It's called the Magic Tap. And when I was little, I used to think I was so independent. I would try to get my cereal ready in the morning by myself. I'd try to get my milk by myself, and I would create this huge mess in the kitchen. Well, the Magic Tap screws onto the top of the milk jug or your juice, and it's got a little lever on it. So when you press against it, it's like a drink dispenser.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so instead of like the kids trying to pick up these heavy milk jugs and dropping it on the floor, now they don't even have to pick it up. They can just hit the bell.
You just tap it.
Yeah.
Dean's having a major problem opening up cereal boxes right now. He shreds them.
I do that with chips.
Yeah, I go, Dean, get some Cheerios for, you know, a Ruby, and I'll just hear like... and I go in the box, it just looks like a raccoon tore through it.
Yeah, so you can find the Magic Tap and more what Loren likes at kiss951.com.
You know, Saturday... Thank you, Loren. Saturday was a really big day in American history.
It was
the anniversary of the moon landing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's when we got inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's true. We did get inducted into the Music Video Hall of Fame.
We did.
The Carolina Music Video Hall of Fame. Thank you. We actually have a picture up of our plaque at the MRL show on our Insta. But no, Roy, there was another huge event on Saturday. It was the anniversary of the moon landing.
Allegedly.
We have the facts versus the fiction. For those people that think we didn't land on the moon and the people who believe we actually did, we'll read some of those coming up in just about 7 minutes. So stand by, conspiracy theorists.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You can read the story I uncovered with Ed Sheeran. He is feuding with his neighbors.
Ah.
Oh.
And so he bought their properties to shut them up. It's so good. You got to read about it at kiss951.com.
Okay.
Roy's on the scoop.
Go check out the blogs up there at the website.
Yep.
So one of the things that happened over the weekend was the MRL show got an award. We were inducted into the Carolina Music Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina Music Video Hall of Fame, I should say. So thank you for that beautiful honor. And it was also the anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing.
Allegedly.
The Neil Armstrong Buzz Aldrin capsule that landed on the moon, like Roy says, allegedly. Because, Roy, you're legit skeptical of it.
I am, because I'm of Loren.
I know. I was like, I'm the one that turned Roy on to being skeptic.
I was always like, we went to the moon, you idiots. What's wrong with you? And then I saw the evidence.
Okay.
It doesn't look good.
So a guy named Joshua Filmer, who was a skeptic like yourselves... He took to a website called Futurism, futurism.com, and he just did this thing like, hey, I'm going to throw out some facts about the landing, and then we're going to see whether there's some fiction behind it or there's some truth behind it to see if there's some explanations. Now, by the way, we didn't go to the moon just once, Loren. Between 1969 and 1972, the Apollo program flew 6 successful missions to the moon.
You know, I thought that we had gone to the moon after that original moon landing, but like we were in a race to get there. It was like first person to get there. All the evidence looks bad. Now, I think we've been there since then until this whole thing just came up where they, Roy, what
they're trying to build another spacecraft to go to the moon. They're trying to figure it out. And I'm like,
why not just use the one you used before if that was the case?
You've done this. Why is this such a big deal?
I think they're trying to come up with new technology to make it maybe a little faster, a little safer.
Sure.
I'm just guessing. I don't know. I mean, why would you use technology from 1967?
No, I agree, but why would it be so much harder to just upgrade those things?
It seems like they're having a hard time getting past the radiation, and I'm like, really? Because we did it so easily in 1960 something. Yeah.
Well, okay, so here's a couple of the claims. Like, for instance, number one, the pictures are backlit, which makes it look like it was on a movie set rather than the actual moon. That's what this guy Joshua puts out there. And he said, well, that's almost right. Being able to see objects in shadows requires additional light, but the sun isn't the only source of light on the moon. The lunar surface itself provides a backlight because it reflects the sunlight as it hits. So there's no doubt going to be light from just different areas. It's like if you look out on, you know, behind us here on South Boulevard, you'll see light kind of everywhere. Even though the sun's over there, the light reflects and projects kind of all over the place.
And you see shadows.
And you see shadows.
Yes.
Let's see. Here's another one. Where are the stars? In a picture of the moon landing, there's no stars in the background.
Good point. See, I didn't even catch that one the first time around.
Joshua says, consider the cameras. Consider the years. It's 1967. And the attempts to take a picture with a good camera isn't going to be there. In other words, if you want stars, you need to have a long exposure time, like a good photograph. He said that's precisely why the Hubble took so long to capture the ultra-deep, you know, galaxies, because the camera is so good on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we better get amazing photos when we go back, and it better be completely different looking.
The number fourth claim.
I'm serious.
About the moon landing and whether it happened or not, whether it was a hoax or not, according to this guy Josh from Futurism.com, he says that one of the complaints, too, is that the lunar module lander didn't leave any craters when it blasted off. So he did a little research, and he found out that the whole module itself only put out about 1.5 pounds per square inch of pressure, which really isn't a lot.
Okay, so then how did they take off from that and get back?
Don't know. How about the flag? That's the big one, right? The ripples on the flag.
Yeah.
Why is the flag blowing? If there's no air and no gravity, the flag shouldn't be growing.
Well, I imagine there would be vibrations from putting it in.
He said twisting the pole to get the flag to stand upright, etc., it made the flag wave. However, that's not due to a breeze. The reason the flag has ripples in it in the pictures is because the horizontal bar didn't fully extend.
I don't know if I buy that.
So it kind of just hangs down.
I don't know. It's a weird explanation.
Yeah.
You don't buy any of these.
Have you seen what they used to go to the moon? It looked like a Pepsi can.
A cardboard box.
Yeah, like it doesn't look like we're dealing with the top-notch equipment here. It all looks like it was made. It all looks like fake. It doesn't look real compared to what they have now.
Okay. All right. Well, happy moon landing, everyone. Try and tell my dad that the moon landing didn't happen. I got into that conversation with him over the weekend.
I mean, isn't it weird that we magically said we were going to go to the moon and then we did before anyone else? Isn't that a little...
Oh, that was another thing in the article, too, is that there is proof that we weren't the only ones that said it, that the Russian scientists also are aware that we went to the moon. Like, they were in contact with the Apollo ship.
Mm-hmm.
So, go figure. All right, I just wanted to throw that at you guys. So I knew the moon landing was a big conspiracy over the weekend.
Still to come.
Moving on to the next story. More than a half of American men, Roy, are ashamed of this on their body. Do we need to talk more about body shaming today? Loren came out and said something was said to her very bad.
Does it have to involve their size?
It has to. It involves their hair.
Oh, I was in a different department.
Okay. We're going to talk about it.
I was thinking your bellies, Roy.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that, Loren.
We're breaking it down. More than half the American men are ashamed of this. 7 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
More than half of men are ashamed of this.
I said their dad bod.
Ashamed
originally.
Of their dad bod?
Yeah.
I thought we were supposed to love our dad bods and be proud of them now.
I do too, but I mean, easier said than done, too.
I thought it could have been their size, and I didn't mean their belly.
You know what happens when you get older and you're a guy?
What?
You start getting hair where you don't want hair anymore, or you didn't want hair to begin with. Like, I got to shave the hair in my ear.
Ew. That is such an old man thing to do.
It really is, but you got to keep up with it, Lorraine. That's what happens. You lose the hair on your head, and your hair starts growing elsewhere on your body.
Yeah.
More than half men, 55% of men, say they are ashamed of their body hair.
Oh, it is body hair.
With 1 in 5 men saying that they feel ashamed often.
I wonder if there's any ladies out there that like their man completely shaved.
Ooh, Loren put her hand up.
I do not like hairy guys. Like, I am so thankful. Like, Dallas is the least hairy guy I've ever dated in my entire life. Like, he has a little teeny tiny, like, patch of hair on his wrist, and, like, pretty much that's it.
Wow. But what about his legs?
Very, very little hair. Very little hair.
Hold on, I'm going to come over. You tell me if you think I'm hairy.
Okay.
Well, see, but you know, you're like this strawberry blonde, so it's kind of hard to see.
Oh, my God.
It's hard to see. Good God. There's like
way
three
hairier.
There's like 3-inch hairs coming from your kneecaps.
You're way hairier than I thought you were going
my
to be.
Gosh. How are you so hairy in the legs?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at the chest hair. He's taking off his shirt.
Mandy's got chest hair. By the way, you're still like missing a patch from where our intern waxed you like way long ago.
That's from waxing trivia.
Yeah. Never grew back.
I did not expect your legs to be so hairy.
Wow. What a reaction, Nicole. Because I mean, we've worked together for going on almost 5 years now.
I don't stare or touch your legs.
Yeah, I guess I never checked your legs out.
I would love to hear from another female besides Loren, who would love their guy to be completely shaved, no hair.
You know, in the gay community, some people really go for that. They like the hairy men.
Yeah?
They call them bears. Mm-hmm. Big old hairy men.
Yeah. I think hair is an easy thing to get rid of if you're not into it. You know what I mean? Trust
Ooh,
me.
Coming, I don't know.
Listen, coming
seen some
from...
Hair?
What?
Well, I'm just saying, have you seen people's like neck hair and back hair?
Oh, yeah. My son has like crazy back hair, and I have a unibrow, okay?
Yeah.
If I can take care of my unibrow, you can take care of your legs and other things.
Yeah, but then you have to, how do you reach some parts of your body? See, top five body hangups men have is their chest hair. That's number one. Back hair, number two. Beer belly, number three. Mm. Acne, number four. But the hairs was in the top two.
Oh, acne too, huh? Yeah, I didn't think of that. That's a good one.
That was way down.
Area code 631 says, I have very little hair, but my wife likes me completely shaved. Legs, arms, chest, all of it. How do you keep up with that, though? Like, how often do you have to shave your body to keep up with that?
I would think if you're not super hairy to begin with, it wouldn't be that bad. Now, if you're very hairy, you're probably, if you want it all gone, you're probably holding a weekly wax appointment.
Really?
Hey, sweetheart, your back has a 5 o'clock shadow. Can you knock it off for me?
If you're trying
your time. All right. We want phone calls from you guys. If you are someone who likes to have your man completely shaved from head to toe, including the legs, 704-570-9595. And maybe you're the guy. You know, maybe you're in a relationship. Maybe it's a same-sex relationship. And like Roy said, maybe you're the guy that, you know, likes to completely trim yourself, or you like a guy with a lot of hair.
Right. I mean, that's when we're getting down into bears and twinks and otters.
And hair
has to do with all of them.
Wait, I missed the otter. What's an otter?
I'll explain it to you.
Okay. I love otters.
Isn't this fun, producer Nicole?
And that's just the men's side. I don't even know the terms for women.
As a gay woman, does hair gross you out, like on a guy?
I guess it just depends. Like, in my opinion, Manny, like, I don't think you're that hairy.
Thank you. The reaction two had, you would think Sasquatch rolled
close,
over.
Yeah. I wouldn't think you're that hairy either, because your hair and your arms are so blonde, but your legs are like...
I've seen Manny shirtless more than I've seen any other man.
And that's just at work, for the record.
I feel like I could braid your leg hair. That's
okay.
How long they are.
Okay, all right. Settle down, everybody. My dad's arm hair is so long, when he holds his arm out the window, it looks like he's got like a person sitting on his arm. It like waves.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Over half of men are ashamed of their body hair. The hairy dudes do not like to deal with it.
So we were just wondering if you are a guy, or maybe you're the woman in the relationship, and you like to have your man shaved from head to toe. You know, I mean, he can keep his hair on his head, but, you know, you don't like the chest hair. You don't like the leg hair. You don't like the arm hair.
704-570-9595. Let's talk with Amy in China Grove.
So my husband is, like, super hairy, and I don't mind his hair that much. But he hates it, so he constantly has me shave the parts he can't shave, and he shaves what he can, and so he just likes to be as least hairy as possible.
And so, but it doesn't bother you. You're not saying, hey, I like you completely shaved.
Nope. Doesn't bother me at all.
Where does he do the shaving?
So he shaves his back, and he shaves the hair that comes up out of his shirt. And at one point, we tried to do a little manscaping, but that went terribly wrong. So we've never done that again.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I'm going to ask it. What went so wrong?
on the chest. It just looked weird.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I told him never again.
Well, do you make him go outside when you do this? Like, you have to do it outside so you can just blow the...
He's not a sheep.
Well,
you're
I mean...
You're not going to take him outside with a pair of buzzers.
Hey.
No, we do it on hardwood floors.
Yeah, I know. I saw Sterling
Thanks, Amy.
Shaving one time, and I saw it was just falling to the floor. I'm like, you don't put anything down for that?
Yeah, you can vacuum it up.
I know, that's what he said, but I was like, that's the process? I was like, okay, whatever. I don't, you know.
When I manscape, I go into the shower, but I don't turn it on, obviously.
Did you ever have a horrible situation like they did?
I use an electric razor.
Okay.
So I'm like... I'm damn near like a scientist down there. I'm being very, very careful. You know how the scientists put their arms in that bubble thing when they want to try and do some sort of experiment? That's how I do it.
All right, this is Austin and Charlotte.
Hey, my wife likes me shaved head to toe, legs, arms, face, everything. And she shaves me sometimes if I don't get around to it. She orders me into the bathtub and says, all right, strip down, we're shaving you. And, I mean, it's better that way because, I mean, I don't know how to do my knees. That's hard.
Yeah.
Knees.
And, yeah, knees are hard.
There's just some places that you just can't see.
I mean, you can't see your back.
Yeah, you can't see your back. You can't see your neck, you know. And so, I mean, I'm not bald. But I do grow, like, neck hair and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
Austin.
Even shave that.
How long does the process take?
It takes, like, an hour.
Oh, wow.
And I'm
Austin.
Just sitting there. I mean, I'm a skinny guy.
Okay.
And so there's not a lot of real estate.
Right.
But the fact that I'm so skinny, there's a lot of bones to work around.
Oh.
And, like, my chest is hard to get because my chest is a bit of an indent.
Yeah, you're concave.
It's like, you know, so we use an electric razor, but then we use the actual razor.
Oh, my
gosh.
We
use the electric razor to get the bulk of it, and then we use an actual razor to find, you know.
But how quickly does your hair grow back? Like, let's say
how often do you have to do this?
It does grow very quick. So, like I said, every other day.
What?
I shave.
It's not taking you an hour every other day, though.
Well, to finally do it the way she likes it.
Wow. Austin, did you know this when you dated her?
No. We actually just got married last month.
Well, congratulations.
So I did not know that when we dated. And I knew she didn't like the hair, but I didn't know she was, like, gonna be so adamant after we got married about it.
You're like, hey, aren't we supposed to, like, not care once we get married? Don't I get a pass?
Well, I mean, I don't mind because I don't have to do the work half the time. So, like, I'm just kind of sitting there like she's painting me, but not really.
I'm so entertained by this whole conversation.
I knew you would be. That's why we put it on the talk for today. I know you. Dude, Austin, you are a trooper. You really are. Are you a marathoner? Because marathoners shave.
Yeah, swimmers, marathoners.
No, I was. I swam for 18 years.
Okay. All right.
And so I was a competitive swimmer for 18 years, and I did not shave then, even.
And she doesn't manscape you. You do that, right? Oh, she does? You don't trust anybody down there but yourself.
When I was talking about there's places that you simply can't see.
That was one of them.
Hang on, I got more questions then. So,
you know, we always go one question too far, Tread lightly.
I know. So she, like, does everything down. Like, she shaves it all down there.
Everything.
Wow.
It goes past the small of my back.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So when do you do next?
What do you mean?
When's your next appointment? Like, when did you get it done last?
I got it done 2 nights ago. So
you're due tonight.
It's probably going to be, yep.
I'll be thinking about you. What time? We're all going to be thinking about Austin getting shaved by his wife.
I get off of work at 5, so around 9 o'clock.
I swear. Tonight at 9 o'clock, I'm going to think about you.
Not to be too graphic, but if somebody else was doing the shaving me, wouldn't you get excited?
No,
you
wouldn't.
No,
you're too afraid.
You're nervous
because No, it's more nervous.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Nervous.
I say, and, you touch my... Okay.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
All right. Austin, you're the man. Thank you for calling and giving us some insight. His wife shaves him from head to toe every other night. Takes him an hour.
I wonder if they have like a safe word. Like, are you getting too close? You're getting too close. Stop.
Yeah, the safe
Stop.
Word. Is,
ah!
Well, we haven't had an accident yet.
So. Good.
Well, that's good.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Austin. And they just got married, Loren. That's not Farrah. She never told him when they dated that she didn't like his hair. Now they're married, and she's like, get in the tub. I'm shaving
I know.
You.
Wow.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
And the goal is to come here and learn about how to do the job digitally and professionally, and they take all these things and they leave here and they typically become very successful. We've had a lot of interns that are now operation managers and morning show hosts mm-hmm. and afternoon show hosts.
I think even somebody's working across the street for the enemy who interned here, I heard.
That is true. Oh, yeah. He took all of our secrets and just gave it to
competition.
That's fine. You know, whatever you want to do. If you want to be a CIA operative in here yeah. and steal all of our secrets.
Listen, it's like Roy said, it's really cool to come in as an intern on your first day and then leave and find out, you know, how your internship went. And that's why we have Darian in here. But we also have Darian, one of our interns, it's our last day, by the way, you guys. We brought you back in because you were an interesting intern. You're someone who gave up a career yes. in banking to yes. try and jump on a career in yes. entertainment.
Yes.
And so you started with us in May, right?
In April.
In April.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we are, all these
yeah.
months later. How are you, Darian? What did you think of the internship? And be honest, give us the ups and downs, ins and outs.
I mean, I really enjoyed it because it was a lot of hands-on. Nicole gave us direction. We jump in. Mm-hmm. We get it done. Her critiques and what she gives us every day just helps me because it lets me know, okay, what do I need to do next time or what do I need to work on?
Yeah.
So it's been really good.
Yeah, you were the best Can't Beat Loren trivia question writer we've ever had.
You are kidding me.
You were.
Did you write today's?
You are kidding me. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
We could tell. No, but seriously, we'd have, I can't tell you how many times we'd go to Nicole, our producer, and say, who wrote these questions? And they're wonderful. And it was you. Time
wow,
and time and again.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Great job.
And that was one piece that I would run from, like, you want me to do it? Oh.
Yeah. But you got to face it, man, right?
Yeah,
in
right.
the entertainment business, you never
right.
know what, you know, what music you're going to be dealing with or what movies or TV shows.
Yeah. Writing, yeah.
So are you ready to jump back into the banking industry or are we going to stay
now,
on track?
Well, banking has an aspect of media now.
That's
okay.
True. Yeah.
So that's not completely out.
Was that like a Wells Fargo podcast or something?
Darian can do the whole video and edit and everything. Like, hi, I'm Darian. And if you're watching this, it's your first day at Wells Fargo.
And if they don't, then maybe there's a gap in the market
right.
where she can, you know, find a niche.
That's right.
I'm dashing Darian.
Yeah, so I'm excited about what's next. Actually, I have an interview tomorrow.
Oh, good for you.
Wow.
Well, let us know how that
yeah.
goes.
Yeah, I will. I'll keep you posted.
We like to brag about what our interns do when they
okay.
leave.
Is the interview in the entertainment field or...
It's
is that a restaurant or something?
It's
TV. Good. Okay.
Production.
Okay.
Oh,
cool.
Fantastic.
Nice. Well, good luck. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And thank you
thank
so much
you
for being
so
an awesome
much.
Intern.
Thank all you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We didn't do anything. You did all the hard work. So, by the way, we are looking for fall semester interns. If you are interested, you can reach out. You'd have to have college credit or a Connecticut school or Carolina School of Broadcasting credit.
Yep. You do a lot of writing. You do a lot of editing. You do.
Mm-hmm.
You own a podcast, which you've
yeah.
successfully done, where we get to hear you develop your on-air presentation skills.
And it's like Darian said, it's very hands-on. Like, mm-hmm. how often do you, we never ask for coffee. We might ask for water or like a bar or something while we're on the radio, but that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But you're not sitting around and watching somebody else do it. It's so hands-on.
You're really doing work. You're not a coffee runner.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So hit up producer Nicole if you want to be an intern for the fall semester. Nicole.weaver@bbgi.com.
And I just want to say, with the podcast, the intern podcast, mm-hmm. you guys, fans, have supported us in it
Aww.
And given
Aww.
Us a lot of support there. And that has really been fun, too.
Well, go listen to that. It's called the Internship Podcast.
It's really good. It's especially good when they talk crap about us. I love it.
Me too.
I love it. A little behind the scenes. So, Darian, good luck. Congratulations on finishing.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck on your job interview.
Thank
There's
you.
Intern Darian, you guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.